flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be honest with us. When did you do something so stupid that it led to a bunch of random people laughing at you? Or when did you just get yourself stuck? 206-803-ROCK.
Tina began a lot of text messages about getting stuck. That seems to be the one. Someone said my brother-in-law wanted to show off how off-road capable his Toyota 4Runner was. So we were up in the mountains shooting. We decided to go to a semi-steep rocky hill. When he couldn't make it to the top, he backed down. There was a little dip. His 4Runner got stuck on a rock. The trailer hitch. Then he didn't have the speed to get back up the hill, so we had to find something to dig that rock out. So this trailer hitch wouldn't hit the rock. He was embarrassed. We all laughed a little bit. Okay, maybe a lot.
206-803-ROCK. When did you get stuck, or when did you do something so stupid that people laughed at you? Juan from Puyallup, tell us about your getting stuck story.
So I was in high school. Me and my buddies went to Norms. We used to live back in California. And we were at a Norms, and my buddy decided he was going to climb into this high chair, and he couldn't get out. So we had to pay the manager for the high chair, and then we just lifted him up and carried him to the back of the truck and strapped him in the bed of the truck.
You did not.
Yeah, we strapped him to the bed of his truck, and I had to drive him back, and we got pulled over about 3 blocks from my house.
No, so because the cops saw him in the back?
Yeah, we literally passed by, and as soon as I saw him, I said, oh, yeah, this is not going to be good. And sure enough, he flipped on his lights and spun around and pulled us over and was like, what's going on, guys?
Did he give you a ticket?
No, he asked, like, well, what's going on? We told him what happened, and he just started laughing and then said, okay, well, just wait here. Got our license, and next thing we know, there's 3 more cop cars that pulled up. And they called the Norms. We told them we were at, and they verified. I was like, yeah, he paid for it. No. And then they all just kind of started laughing, and they're like, well, we're not going to let you drive him home, so just wait here. And then another cop came with a saw, and we cut him out right down the street.
Part of me thinks that, like, they were like, we got to call all the other cops that are not busy right now just so they could see how stupid this situation is.
Yeah, it really was. At the time, we were all really scared, especially me, because kind of didn't have a license at the time.
Oh,
so
dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, I really did.
Thanks, Juan.
And I feel like Juan's friend probably has done a lot more dumb things over the course of time. I don't think that's the only time he did something stupid.
When did you do something stupid, or when did you get yourself stuck? 206-803-ROCK.
Someone said I was at a bonfire party when I was around 19 or 20. Somebody was talking about how hot the rocks were, and I said, I'll bet them $20 I could pick up a rock out of the fire. This was around the year 2000, which is important because of what things cost at the time. So I pulled my sleeves over my hands, pulled the rock out of the fire, dropped it, and I got my $20. Problem was, I was wearing $150 something. So in the year 2000, that was expensive, stupid, and not worth it.
Oh, but hey, he got his $20.
Yes. I knew a buddy. He was in a band. There was this band way back in the day that my old band used to play with called Soylent Green. I think they were from Olympia, and they were just like dangerous. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. They were just, every time we played a show with them, I felt like they were on the verge of just falling apart up there, or somebody was going to break a bone. Like, they were just reckless. They were like, it was like being playing shows with Nirvana.
Oh, yeah.
And Leroy was the singer. And one time he came to the show, and he showed up, and he had like his arms all bandaged up. And I'm like, dude, what happened? And he's like, well, over the weekend, I did a bunch of mushrooms and thought it'd be a good idea to throw myself into a bonfire.
What?
And I was like, excuse me, what? And it was like, if you knew this guy, it wasn't surprising, but it was still like, what the F are you doing?
Oh, no. Steve-O from Spokane, how did you get stuck?
About 4 years ago, me and my wife were driving up the mountain roads, just got out some camping spots for our new camper, and the roads started getting sketchy, so I decided to try and, like, back down and find a spot to turn around, and my truck got sucked into a really deep ditch, and it was me and my wife, our husky, and our baby was about 2 at the time, and we had to walk down the road about 2 to 3 miles to get cell service to call her down to come rescue us. And the next day, I took the day off of work, and with our other rig, loaded up my snowmobile. I had a chainsaw, shovels, chains, ropes, come along, everything that I could get my truck out with. And then when I rode my snowmobile up to the truck, I unloaded all my equipment. And then I drove the snowmobile up the road about a mile, 2 miles past the truck to see if there was a spot to turn around at instead of back at the truck down a couple miles.
Okay.
And had an electrical problem with my snowmobile and it died.
Oh, no.
And so then I left the snowmobile there, walked down to the truck, shoveled out the front end of the truck for about 10 minutes, and then it pulled right out with the four-wheel drive. So if I had a shovel the whole time, I would have been fine.
You could have avoided all that.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like a series of unfortunate events.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.